8th, which means we welcome into the studio Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan after last night's council meeting. Good morning, Mary. Thanks for making it.
Good morning. Thank you, Lori.
I know you had a longer than normal work session starting at 3:30 instead of 4:30 to discuss the proposed historic preservation ordinance, and it looked like that took up a lot of the meeting when I tuned in. How did that go?
It did, and it was a great conversation. I think that, you know, we worked a long, hard time trying to get here to find something that everybody can agree upon, and I think we're almost there. Historic Preservation Committee has worked really hard. We've had our attorney, Chris Williams, look over that the ordinance that they proposed. Kind of go back through it just for legalities, make sure that it meets Alabama code, make sure that it's things that is going to protect the city. So I do. I think we're getting really close to making that happen.
Very good. Also, I was fascinated by the Eagle Reef presentation. A couple of young men that are Eagle Scouts proposed where they're putting these little oyster reefs under their own piers, and they put out over 100 along the Gulf Coast to re-nourish the ecosystem and encourage fish. After an experience where they went fishing and didn't catch anything.
That's right. It's an Eagle Scout project, and it's called the Eagle Reef Project. You can look it up online, but John Schell is an Eagle Scout, and this is a project that he was doing, and they're launching these basically on private piers and at public areas all up and down the coast in Mobile and in Baldwin counties. Just a great project, and again, it's another effort on Fairhope's part to really make sure we look out for the health of Mobile Bay. You know, we're doing things like the litter getters, you know, making sure we're trapping all that trash before it gets into the bay, and this is just another thing that we can do to help the ecosystem there and to replenish you know, fish and sea life.
That's what I learned, how thousands of oysters infiltrate or filtrate thousands of gallons of water.
They do. And so, did a great presentation. So
did.
If anybody, again, you can go on their website. It's called the Eagle Reef Project. But go on their website or, again, go to the work session on YouTube, and you're able to look that up and see the whole presentation right there.
So I missed the very end. Obviously, there's no vote in the work session.
Right.
But do you think that the city is going to allow them to put some of those under our Fairhope?
Actually, we're already going to be doing that, yes.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
They're really not that expensive. It's something that I can approve as the mayor. It's not an expenditure that would have to go to the council. So it is something that we're going to do. We're also going to be putting one at the Welcome Center for people who are interested in going and looking and see what it looks like, just for an educational component of it. Also, we'll be able to have these and have some educational signage to let people know what they are and to show them what they can possibly see on these reefs.
Mm-hmm.
So really exciting to be able to do it.
Very good. All right. Well, let's move to the meeting agenda, which also at the work session last night, discussion of some council rules and procedures were done. The first thing I noticed when I got the agenda was larger print and then a rearrangement of some things that used to come last that are now coming up first and whatnot. Tell
us
about that.
And I think after the discussion last night, probably the format of the agenda will stay the same. I think some things that we're looking at, which really won't require us to change any of the rules, would be more of a consent agenda. When there's things that they just want to consent to unanimously, then they will do that as part of the procedure of the council meeting. The other thing would be grouping items by department. So instead of like Public Works having item number 10, 24, and 37, they will group them all together. So as those department heads get up, they're able to address all those items at one time. Just kind of makes sense to do that. But I think as far as the rules and the procedures of it, I think things will pretty much stay the same.
Just to rearrange him, one of the things that he said made sense was the folks that are sitting there for a application, say for a license or a request to close the street or what, they're always at the end after could be an hour, could be 2 hours of discussion. So are those type little businesses going to move up? Or not?
The council decided not to make that change. They are going to just amend the agenda when that happens.
Okay.
And allow people to talk in the beginning. That is, if they remember to do that. They may have to be prompted to remind them that there's somebody in the audience that needs to be moved up. But like last night, they moved the Girl Scouts up because there was three rows of Girl Scouts there. So that agenda was actually revised. The one that you have, it was a revision was put out later in the day. So But they did amend the agenda to move those up last night. So they're going to continue to do that just to, you know, we don't need citizens that don't need to be there the whole time sitting there, especially right. All those young students who need to go home and do their homework or whatever.
Well, I do not have the revised in front of me, so I might not be able to go by the same order that we want to talk
That's
about
okay.
things. But I see where we're getting a new... Well, first, let's skip back. I apologize. The report of the mayor. You always have
yes,
a mayor's report. Let
I
us
did.
Know about that.
So last night, we had two separate presentations there. We had Lori Lyon. Lori is the general counsel for the Alabama League of Municipalities, representing over 400 municipalities throughout the state of Alabama. And she is retiring. And we lean on Lori a lot, you know, either from myself, from a procedural standpoint, or just being a new mayor and learning, you know, procedures.
Mm-hmm.
Lean on her a lot from a legal perspective. The city clerk does, as well as the council. So brought her in last night to recognize her on behalf of the city for her retirement and also the Baldwin County Mayors Association.
That's nice. So she came in
nice.
From what, Montgomery?
She came yeah. in from Montgomery okay. and was here for that and really appreciated it. And again, Lori's been a valuable resource to our city.
Very nice. Look forward to meeting her replacement. Or do you already have know who that
I do not know that, who that is at this time.
And you also recognized the Veteran of the Year.
We did. So Edwin Lessard, our Juju, as most folks know him, is our Veteran of the Year this year. He actually led our Veterans Day Parade. But he's somebody you most often see down at the American Legion. Juju is part of the Patriot Riders and has been kind of a fixture in veteran services here in Fairhope for a long time, and just really honored to be able to recognize him for his continued service to our local veterans and to our community.
Saw him in the parade and then again at their chicken barbecue,
yes, yes.
right up in the midst of everything.
And then the other thing we touched on was, of course, tree lighting. So we have tree lighting coming up this week on Thursday, and talked about, you know, Gaston Plaza that's really coming along. It's going to be ready for Thursday, and just excited to be able to showcase that corner, but also just be able to light the trees up and get the holiday season kicked off.
It's very exciting. I know, saw the big tree at the corner has gone up.
It has.
So they're on finishing touches in the rain, I'm
they
guessing.
They are. The clock base went back in yesterday. The face and everything will go back on today. But yes, everybody kept asking. They're like, how's the tree going to fit in there? So it was funny to see people kind of coming by, because I was up there about 3 or 4 times yesterday, and see people come by and they're like, we were wondering how the tree was going to fit in here, but it all fits and it looks beautiful.
Yay.
Yeah.
A little bit stressful for you to go down to the wire.
It's not stressful for me, but I'm afraid for those employees, I might have made it a little stressful. Joey Levitt, who's been working on that project, is a local citizen here in Fairhope, and he's done a great job, but he has had to manage a lot of personalities.
Well, good for him.
Yes.
All right. Tree lighting this Thursday night. All the festivities start at 5:30. Do you have a special guest flipping the switch for you?
We do have a special guest flipping the switch. So, Charlene Lee with the Walking School Bus.
Oh, how wonderful.
Is going to be flipping the switch for us this year. This is their 10th anniversary of the Walking School Bus, and Charlene's just such a fixture here in the Fairhope community and does such a great job. And thankful to have her up there alongside of me as we flip the switch and kick
wonderful.
Off the holidays.
So, when I introduce you, then you'll introduce her.
Correct.
Okay. We'll see
Correct.
You Thursday night for the tree lighting, and then it will be snowing in
yes,
downtown
it will
Fairhope.
Be.
Let's, we don't need to cover, why don't you let me know the biggest items on the agenda that you want to cover, and then I'll pipe in on anything else I'm curious about.
I think probably the biggest things that, you know, people are going to have questions about are, of course, the working waterfront. The council did authorize us to reject that bid and to negotiate with the contractor. That bid did come in quite a bit larger than our budget, and so we are going to try to see if we can't negotiate with them and bring that back in line.
The same contractor that
same,
you're rejecting the bid.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
If state law allows you to do that, and if we can't negotiate with him, then we'll go from there and see what direction that we're going to take.
The cost of everything has gone up. I'm reading up to 1/3 in dealing in construction and things such
as
the municipalities. I saw Sandy Stimson in Mobile talking about, you know, some of their planned improvements with the Civic Center had gone up.
It's 30% to 40% higher,
mm-hmm.
And at least. And what people need to keep in mind, this project's been going on since 2018-19. So, I mean, it's been a long process. And anytime you're dealing with restore money, there are federal guidelines attached to that. And so it makes those improvements for lack of, I guess, a better term, a little extra, I guess, because you have to do all the things according to the federal government. And, you know, for ADA accessibility and all the things that you should do, but it just makes the cost go up a little bit more. It's not something where you can, you know, absolutely can't cut any corners, and you can't, you know, you can't leave things out of the contract the way the contracts are approved and stuff. So, again, hoping that we can negotiate with that contractor, but if not, then we'll have to, you know, we'll have to make some decisions.
And didn't you have to go to Restore and ask for an extension on the grant?
We did, and the other thing is that if we wanted to change the grant up, I know we've talked about the possibility of splitting that up between the land construction and the water construction. If we did that, it has to go back to Treasury, which is another 3 to 6 months. So everything you do has to go back to Treasury, and there's more and more deadlines, and you're under some time constraints. So again, if we can't negotiate, then we're going to have to make some decisions about what we want to do with this project.
Okay. All right. We're speaking with Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan here on WABF. It is 8:34 and 57 degrees. One that stuck out to me was procurement of inventory water meters by the water department. Cost not to exceed $500,000.
Right. And that is, there were several water items and sewer items on the agenda last night, but this is basically just purchasing meters. So it's really just a pass-through cost. The reason we do it this way is so every time we just approve one bulk amount, so you don't have to keep going back to the council every time you can find meters. Because meters, unfortunately, are still hard to come by. I know I've seen some things on social media where people are calling in and asking for like the buddy meters for their irrigation. But we can't get some of the parts that go with those buddy meters, some brass fittings that you have to have. So, again, anytime we can get meters and get the whole component, we want to be able to purchase those. So we do it in one lump sum so we don't have to keep going back to the council. So when they're readily available, we can purchase them.
And when you say pass through, because in my mind, my question was, well, how much do they cost and how much is the developer or the builder absorbing of that cost?
It's not only, but it's not only the developer or the builder, it's homeowners. I mean, if you get a new meter, if you're redoing a house and you get a new meter, then it's a pass-through cost to the customer.
So the by pass-through, you mean these cost the city nothing after
somebody
they're
else
reimbursed.
Is going to pay. Correct. Okay. Somebody else is going to pay for them.
Okay. All right. And while we're talking about water improvements, the next one was materials for County Road 33 water main upgrade.
Right. And we had already approved that project, but there were some additional material costs that had to be approved that we didn't realize were not in the first approval. So that's what that is for. And again, it's just materials for that project.
$63,000.
$63,000, okay. Correct. The other thing is, most of the other things, water and sewer, were to negotiate is for engineering services. One was for the force main upgrades. These are projects that go along with the Restore project as we're tying those lift stations together that are part of Restore. The other one was the headworks improvements for the wastewater treatment plant, and that is to take the influent line and do some reconfiguration there and to put some redundancy into the headworks. Also to do some things to remediate the grease that helps with the odor and different things. So that's a whole project within itself. You'll see that again on the council agenda. And then I think the other thing that was on there was, this is a government mandate by EPA, and that is to do a lead service inventory of your water and sewer, your water lines. So that is something that we are going to be moving forward with also.
Okay. Another big item I saw was the on US 31 widening the gas main relocation. Is N31 in Spanish Fork?
It is, but you know, we have gas service all the way to almost to Baymanette.
Okay.
So,
$589,000.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Who absorbs that cost?
That is completely reimbursable to the city, so that will be an LDOT expense.
Oh, good.
Yes.
So, well, that's good to know.
There are things, again, on here that thankfully we're not going to have to have the cost impact the city. The other thing we did approve was to professional architecture and engineering services for the Nature Center building at the Triangle Park. We are applying for a grant to help with some of that. It's an land water conservation grant that was submitted, but we do need to have a design done for that Nature Center. So that's what
that was. A house that was on the property.
It was.
That you're going to turn into a Nature Center.
Correct. That piece of property was donated by the Triangle Conservancy Group that you've probably heard about before, that donated that house, the house to be named for John Martin, who is from here in Fairhope, who's been very instrumental in conservation and really worked a lot on the Triangle property and making sure that it was, you know, kept as a green space.
So does that group own that property, or does the city?
The city owns it.
How did they donate the house then?
They donated it.
How did they own it to donate it?
They bought it.
Okay.
They bought it, and then they donated it to the city.
Okay. Kind of like a single tax type
correct.
Of a... Okay.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Got it. And while we're on the topic of Fly Creek and the Triangle property, a resolution that the city named that property known as the Triangle, the Flying Creek Nature Preserve. Me and several others wondered if that was a typo for Fly Creek.
It's not a typo.
Oh, no. Here we go again. First the clock corner, now yes. Fly Creek.
Flying Creek. Flying
oh,
Creek.
Oh, my goodness.
So there is some research that was done that talked about Fly Creek was called Flying Creek, you know, a long time ago. It's part of just the history of the creek. And so you really didn't want to do Fly Creek Nature Preserve because there's, you know, Fly Creek Reserve. There's different developments and things that are named close to that. So we wanted to come up with something different. So Flying Creek Nature Preserve.
So perhaps an ancient Indian name.
Correct.
Flying Creek.
Correct.
Okay. Very interesting. And then there is the topic of the Fairhope Airport Authority. Yesterday, Corey Martin explained this to me as the city is going to loan them a big chunk of money.
$600,000.
In the hopes that you eventually can drop the annual budget you give them already?
Right. So it sounds crazy. I know. But so, I mean, our ultimate goal has been all along to get the airport off the city's dime. They have to, the city was either going to have to co-sign a loan with them to be able to borrow the $600,000 from a bank because of some bond terminology that was in a former bond for the airport, or we could just lend it to them. So our risk was there either way. We don't think it's a risk at all. We know the Airport Authority is good for this money, and again, these improvements will allow them eventually to for the city's appropriation to be able to not be as much as it is today, and hopefully again get them off the city's dime. So I think it's a good use of our money. I mean, we have money sitting in the bank. We're not going to lose anything. We're still mm-hmm. going to earn the interest that we're earning.
Right.
So I think it's a great thing for us to do in partnership with the Airport Authority, knowing that the long-term benefit is that they're going to be able to stand on their own.
Okay. Can you explain? I still have trouble sometimes understanding an authority versus a committee has no authority. An authority like the Fairhope Airport Authority.
Right, right.
The library is also
their own board.
They're correct. Called an authority or their own board. Right. And isn't there another?
Typically, the reason you create an airport authority is a lot for economic development, because there are grants that the Airport Authority, like through the FAA, can secure. Obviously, the city is still part of those grants, but a lot of times you create that airport authority to allow them to do more economic development.
But yet you give up control.
You give up control, you do.
Just like the library.
You do. That's why it's really important as you're appointing board members to these boards that you make sure that it's people who have some expertise and has qualifications to volunteer to run these boards. And the city still has some oversight. Obviously, we still have, you know, a council liaison on the Airport Authority. They stay in constant contact with the city, and I mean, we give them appropriations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we help out in that way. But again, it does allow them some autonomy.
And what else do we have, such as an authority or a board that operates separately? The airport, the library, and anything else? Is the marina or anything else?
No, you have. There's a medical. I don't have my board list in front of me. I can't remember the exact terminology.
Tons of them,
yeah,
sorry.
There's the exact terminology of it, but there's another one, Lori. And the Planning Commission, you know, has some powers, obviously, too.
Right.
From approvals,
mm-hmm.
for approvals.
But in many cases, it still has to come to the council, though.
It does. Okay. It does. Okay. In some cases, yes.
Okay. Well, we've covered a lot. What else would you like to mention that I have not thought to ask?
I think one thing the council was very excited about last night is the Girl Scout troop 8017 was there to request permission to sell cookies downtown. They enjoyed it so much that Kevin Boone ate his cookies during the meeting. So they were giving out a box of cookies yesterday. So they're going to be, you know, after the first of the year when they start selling cookies on January 10th, they'll be in that courtyard right there next to Jewelwyn selling Girl Scout cookies. So make sure you go visit them. And I will recommend the peanut butter tag-alongs because they were great.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Those,
they're always
good. They're my favorites.
The s'mores and the thin mints, yes.
And then we officially have a new council president.
We do. We do. Thank you for reminding me of that. I just feel like they're all always there. But, yes, Corey Martin took over as council president last night. He's going to do a great job, and appreciate Jay Robinson and his leadership. He's been the council president for the past year. And, you know, we started rotating the council president, I guess, 3 years ago. And, you know, they all do a great job, and Corey's going to do a great job being president.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
And appreciate everything happening in our fair city, and looking forward to the tree lighting on Thursday night.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is now 8:44.